In Exodus 17, we have this amazing story of how Amalek comes against the children of Israel. Joshua is sent out with the army, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur go onto a hill, and Aaron and Hur hold up Moses' hands so that the Israelites can win the battle. At the end, in verse 15, Moses builds an altar and calls it Jehovah Nissi, or Yahweh Nissi, which means the Lord is my banner, or my miracle. And the interesting thing that I want to point out is not that so much as the next verse, verse 16, because he says that the Lord has sworn that he will have war against Amalek from generation to generation. But the word that the King James uses to say has sworn is actually literally hand upon the throne. Now, that's an interesting thing. It's either that God's hand is on his throne by which he swears, or that Moses has reached up his hands to touch God's throne, or Amalek has reached up his hands to touch God's throne. And I'm going to go with that third option, because the word on can also mean against, that Amalek's hand has come against the throne of God. And I say this because in chapter 15, it said that God was actually ruling over Israel. And it's in that sense, Israel is his throne. Now, we know that Isaiah has that heaven is his throne, the earth is his footstool. That's a different metaphor. In this case, even as Moses has been sitting on a rock while he's been holding up his hands to heaven, God is looking at us on earth as the place of his kingdom, the place of his rulership. And someone has come against God's throne. Someone has come against God's people. And that has riled him to the point that he says, there will be war between the Lord and Amalek from generation to generation. And this is the hidden meaning behind the Lord is my banner. The Lord is my banner means the Lord is my vindicator. The Lord is the one that is taking up my cause. The Lord has said, I'm not going to allow anyone to come against my people because I am your king. You are my throne. I am going to come against them because they have dared to place their hand against the people that God's name has been set upon. And so I want to say to you, what is Amalek in your life? Is it the circumstances? Is it finances? Is it the problems going on with the government, problems going on in your family? Whatever has been coming, and understand this, Amalek came from behind, not from the front. So there's something that snuck up on you, something that is trying to snip at your heels, and they have dared to actually raise up the anger of God against them because of their impudence, of their rashness. God says it's time that they know that a holy God protects his own. A holy God is king over your life, over your family, over your church, over your city, over your nation. And God wants to show himself mighty. God wants to show himself mighty on behalf of Israel. It's interesting, Moses says, the Lord is my banner, not our banner. Take it personally. Take it as God is your vindicator, you personally, and that every Amalekite, the nation of Amalek that has come against you has actually come against God. They've put their hand against the throne of God. You mustn't do that lightly. Anyone that has come and has been in opposition to God's plan, God's will for your life, will feel the wrath of God. And so I'm just saying this in a sense also as a warning to say, now is the time of judgment. Now is the time that God is saying, in 2025, I am coming against those who've come against you. I am making things right. I am vindicating your name. I am vindicating my own name that is upon you.